Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is the second person of the Trinity. It is through him that all things exist, and through him all things exist for him. He is the all and all, the Alpha and the Omega. He creates the universe by his word. He holds the universe in existence by his thought. He's God himself. Think of all that he did in the gospel. He preaches and hearts are moved. He preaches and he casts out demons, so he sets souls free. He heals, he performs miracles. He takes tiny things, 5 loaves, and feeds 5,000 men and their families, 20,000 people at least. He raises the dead. All these things he can do. And then he says this: I cannot do anything on my own. Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own. All that Jesus has, all that he is, all that he does comes from his relationship with his heavenly Father. The Father speaks the Son for all eternity. He doesn't speak the Son into existence. It's from all eternity. The Son receives his entire being from the Father, and he gives everything back to the Father. And that gift and that reception is so profound that it actually is the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. But it's all done in relationship. It's not done in independence. It's not done separately. And brothers and sisters, he is the pattern for us because we are created in the image and likeness of God. And he is the Son of Man, as he says. He's the Son of God, and he's also the Son of Man, as we hear in the gospel tonight, which means he's the pattern for the new humanity, which means he's your pattern. Great, Father, that's wonderful. What does it have to do with my life? This is what it has to do with your life. You don't have to do anything on your own. And in fact, most of your angst and most of your worry and most of your stress and most of your tiredness is because you're trying to do things on your own. That's what we do. But it's not the way it should be. It's not the way it should be at all. Because we've been loved into existence by God. We actually don't belong to ourselves. Thank God for that. St. Paul says, you've been purchased and at a great price. Jesus' love is the cost that he was willing to pay, his death on the cross, the cost that he was willing to pay to save you from being your own, to save you from trying to do this life on your own, to save you from your own independence, but rather to draw you into dependence. On what? A set of moral teachings? No. On God himself. God himself. That's who you get to rely on if you really live the Christian life. You get to rely on God himself. And all of a sudden, the call to holiness and the call to do great things for the gospel doesn't seem so impossible. And in fact, let's just save that for later, for just a moment. All of a sudden, the call to get up out of bed and go to class doesn't seem so crushing. The call to get your homework done. The call to not freak out about your test. The call to actually care about your roommate. The call to go serve the poor in Helena. The call to pick up your phone and actually call your mom doesn't seem so burdensome or so difficult, but is rather just a joyful response to the God who loves you and who gives you his strength. Jesus can't do anything on his own, but he can do all things because he's not on his own, because his Father is always with him. St. Paul, he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. All things can be done. All those things that you need to do in your daily life, the daily realities, which I know sometimes seem so burdensome and so difficult, and maybe even sometimes seem impossible, they're not impossible. You can do all things, but it has to be through Christ, who strengthens you, who gives you the grace to do those things. Don't do it on your own. You can't do it on your own. You won't be able to do it on your own. You'll degrade and devolve, and the life that you'll live will be a mere shell of what you're supposed to live. But the good news is this: each and every day, we can give ourselves over to God and say, I trust you. You give grace, and you know what I need before I even ask, and so I give myself to you in great freedom, and friends, also in great joy, because it's a joy to give yourself to God, to let yourself be loved by him, to receive each and every day the grace of that day, which makes each and every day meaningful and a wonderful adventure. The saint we celebrate today, Saint Patrick, great man, incredible. Most people don't know his story. They think it's just an excuse to put on green and shamrocks and whatnot. Here's the story. He's the patron of Ireland. He evangelized the entire country. Not bad for one man, right? And he wasn't Irish. He grew up in Britain. When he was 15 or 16, he was taken captive by pagan Irish raiders who raided his village and his home and stole him and enslaved him. 15, 16 years old, younger than you. What does he do with that experience? Well, 7 years, he lives in slavery. And he finally escapes, and he gets to go back home. Well, what did he do with that? Suffering either makes you bitter or it makes you better, right? Suffering either makes you bitter or it makes you better. Well, it made St. Patrick better, because in his time in slavery, he dove into his relationship with God. And when he escaped, he went home to do what? To hang out with his family? To be like, oh, I'm safe. Thank God. I got away from those awful people. No, he wanted to become a priest. So he studied for the priesthood. And then he was consecrated a bishop. Oh, great, he's arrived. What should he do? Sit back in comfort? No, guess where he goes? Right back to the place. Right back to the very people who enslaved him. And he's like, they need Jesus. And I'm going to be the one. I'm going to go. I'm going to do some great things for God. I'm going to do great things with God. And so he does. And he changes not just a nation, but the world. One man. But one man who lived in and through Jesus Christ. That's how St. Patrick lived. That's why he's such a great model for us. He could have given in to a small existence. He could have said, oh, I'm thankful I'm away from those awful people. No, he dove into his prayer. And in his relationship with God, God invited him to go right back to those people to bring the saving message of the gospel, to bring them Jesus Christ. Do you want to know how he lived? Just like Jesus. I can't do anything on my own. And then like St. Paul, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So he writes this great prayer. It's called St. Patrick's Breastplate. It's really long, so I'm not going to read the whole thing to you. But watch how he understands that he doesn't do anything on his own. So this prayer is 1,600 years old. Here's how it finishes. Christ with me. Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in the eye of everyone who sees me, Christ in the ear of everyone who hears me. That's how St. Patrick conquered Ireland, pagan Ireland. Through Christ, through him, and with him, and in him. And friends, we're called to live the same way.